Well, it still feels like it's cricket season. We've got the sevens before a packed house on Saturday and Sunday at Allianz Stadium. We've got the nines kicking off in Auckland. And February 26, which is a Friday, it's going to be the start of the Super Rugby season just around the corner. And the all-important trial matches start this weekend for the Brumbies. I'm glad to say Joe Tamani joins us. G'day, Joe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thanks, mate. You're off to Wagga Wagga.
Yeah. We played a trial there last year and really enjoyed it. So, we decided to put another one there. Really looking forward to it. It should be good. I mean, the last couple of weeks of training has been pretty competitive, you know, and you can tell guys are ready to rip them because they keep trying to tackle each other during training. So, yeah, exciting times.
Yeah, good facilities down there, Joe, the old hometown for me. The place of many crows, if you didn't know.
Oh, wow.
Do you find the facilities okay down there?
No, top class. Well, in my opinion, I guess top class. I mean, it's got everything we need. And
yeah.
The equipment's amazing. You know, it's really good.
And you mentioned that pre-season's been pretty willing, which is good to hear. And this is an all-important trial for you guys with that season only a couple of weeks away. And you're taking on the Waratahs. How strong will your team be, Joe?
Look, most of the squad is playing. We're resting probably a few Wallabies. But, you know, it's like, yeah, most of the guys. We've got a lot of development guys coming through. And, you know, it's a good opportunity for them to sort of, get a little bit of a taste of Super Rugby. So this trial is very important. You know, we've been working on a lot of new stuff over the preseason, newer attacking shapes and whatnot, and you know, we're really keen to see how it goes.
And obviously new players coming into the squad as well. Can I ask you about the exciting youngster Jordan Jackson Hope? We've heard big things about him.
Yeah, he's been training really well. He's probably the fittest guy in the squad. And he's only been with us for 3 months. Yeah, he's training really well. He's a good, young, talented, tough kid. I guess I can give you an example. We had to do BCC, which is a body contact conditioning with the front rowers, myself and Jordan. I was told to look after him, I guess, a little bit. And he told me he didn't want to be babied, you know. So I sort of goes to show what kind of mindset he has and how tough he is. So, we're all really excited to see him play this Saturday and see how he goes. He's been training really well and he's really keen to rip in.
Wow. So he's one to look forward to, Jordan Jackson Hope. Can you tell us about this Argentinian international, Thomas Cibelli, who's joined you guys? What sort of a bloke is he like?
Yeah, no, he's a good dude. He's he's always pulling tactical jokes on some of the guys. You know, it took him a couple of days, I guess, to get used to being in a foreign country. His English is actually pretty good, considering second language, and he doesn't speak much of it at home. But I think it was a bit overwhelming for him the first couple of days, and then the boys, made for welcome, and now he's really opened up and pulling all sorts of little tricks on guys. Just
good stuff.
The cheeky little halfback, I guess.
It goes with really the territory.
They all seem to be cheeky.
They all seem to be cheeky, don't they?
And Joe, personally, mate, what is there anything in particular you would like to achieve this year?
The main goal is always to win the competition. But that's sort of the back of our minds right now. We're really just focusing on these next two trials and round one, and make sure that we put in place everything that we've worked on over the preseason. You know, we've got some new attacking shapes and stuff the boys have been working on, and we're really excited to, I guess, put that into place this weekend.
Joe, we've got the sevens on up in Sydney. It surprises me, pardon me, that it's sold out on both Saturday and Sunday. How do you look upon, how do the 15-man-a-side rugby players look upon sevens? Would you like to be involved? Are you happy not to be involved?
Yeah, it's a different sport, hey. So like me, I'm not really built for endurance.
Right.
I guess more comfortable watching it.
Yeah.
It looks like a lot of fun, but it's a lot harder than people expect. I think they think it's only 7 minutes, 7 minute halves. We're used to playing on this full size field anyway. But man, it's a lot of work.
Is it? Yeah.
So then I reckon it's a great sport. It's really exciting, especially for the fans. But if I wanted to participate in it, I'll probably do it in the lower levels. Not really.
Right. Okay. So it's right. And I guess the lure at the end of that is an Olympic sport. So that would be fantastic to get to an Olympic game. But it's not for you, Joe.
No, it's not for me.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Good on you, Joe. I suppose finally, Waratahs, they're going to churn out a similar side, do you think?
Yeah.
I haven't looked into too much who they've put out. But, when you play against the Waratahs, it's always going to be, you know what you're going to get. You're going to get a tough physical side.
Mm.
And the last couple of years have shown how well they do in attack as well. So, our defense will be tested this weekend, but we've been working really hard on that, you probably couldn't ask for a better team to trial against because you know what you're going to get from the tie. You're going to get a nice physical game and be good to, I guess, breed not only young guys but the guys that haven't played in a while before the season starts. Yeah.
Good on you, Joe. Good time of the year, mate, and you'll be finally into it after pre-season. So we wish you well. Enjoy Wagga.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well done. Wagga Wagga is the venue. McDonald's Park is the particular venue there. 7 p.m. Saturday night. Still tickets available. So if you're in Wagga or surrounding places, get there. 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah, that was Joe Tamani. The Brumbies have got the Hurricanes first up. That's on the Friday night, 7:40 at home. So that's an advantage. That's Friday, Feb 26. So a couple of weeks away. And then it's the New South Wales Waratahs on Feb 27, the Saturday night at 7:40, taking on the Queensland Reds, which is going to be one of those great ways to kick off the season, and the Force up against the Rebels. They're the Aussie teams for round one of the Super Rugby.